back at it. For the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it's time for the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Wendy Block is the Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement. Joining me once again here on the program, Wendy, glad to have you here.
Good to be talking to you, Steve. Thanks.
Always appreciate it. So you've got some things going on involving the minimum wage, paid sick leave, and other issues, and you're filing some legal amicus briefs. What's happening?
Yeah, so there's a pretty big case that has come out of the lower courts and is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals related to Michigan's paid sick leave and minimum wage laws. So what happened here, to kind of catch your listeners up, is that in July, the Court of Claims ruled that the Michigan legislature in 2018, when they adopted and subsequently amended two previous ballot proposals on minimum wage and paid sick leave, that they did this incorrectly, that this lower judge found that the law didn't allow them to do what they actually did. We disagree, but that is kind of where this judge came down on this case. And so what that means is that essentially the laws that were put in place in 2018 are now, in his mind, unconstitutional, and we have to revert back to this ballot proposal language that never went before the citizens of Michigan, only got significant signatures to qualify for the ballot. And so we're in a position where suddenly, come February, if this ruling is left to stand, Michigan could have a $12 minimum wage essentially overnight. We could eliminate what we call the tip credit for tipped employees, meaning that tipped employees will be guaranteed to make $12 an hour plus their tips. Huge consequences for the restaurant industry. And basically every employer in the state would need to significantly revamp their paid sick leave policies related to that issue. So very big consequences for employers and employees alike. May sound great on paper, but could have very dire consequences on businesses and subsequently their employees.
Well, and let me talk about tip employees for a moment. Their minimum wage is not much at all, but the point of it is that they survive on tips. We've lost how many restaurants already in the state because of COVID and shutdowns and government overreach? It's thousands, right?
Yes, yeah, probably tens of thousands because it's not really tracked or reported, right?
Right. So they're gone forever, which means jobs were already lost. A lot of these restaurants, if you go into them, you know, you've been out, you can walk into restaurants, tables are empty, not because they don't want them full, but because they don't have enough staff right now to fill those tables. So that means the restaurants are running on a very paper-thin margin. If you further come along to a business like that and say, well, now you have to pay $12 an hour, not $3.50 or whatever the base wage is, I don't know it exactly, then that means that a lot of those places, they're going to close their doors too. This will create more devastation, won't it?
Yeah. So, you know, basically what this is 156% increase in restaurants and other hospitality type establishments, 156% increase in their labor costs overnight. Now, you're talking about putting that on an industry that if you're making 3 to 5% profit margin, you are considered doing well. So, you know, you can kind of do some rough math here just in your head, like how those two things don't match up. And so we're really concerned on that $12 minimum wage piece that this could put the restaurant into a complete tailspin and that you'll see the further closure of those establishments just simply because they can't raise prices enough to make it work and they don't have money growing on trees in the kitchen. So this is probably the biggest concern for the hospitality industry, but it is really and should be a concern across the board just because, you know, this is kind of government coming in and saying, we know what's best for your business. And we're concerned about the job losses that could result as the direct impact or the direct result of this court's decision. But we're hopeful that the Michigan Court of Appeals will read the Constitution and see that the Constitution doesn't prohibit what the lower court says it did.
Yeah. So what's our time frame here? What is our time frame for this taking effect or not? I mean, how critical, where are we?
So what the Court of Claims did is they said, okay, we understand that this could have dire consequences on businesses and their workers. And so we're going to essentially stay this decision until mid-February, until February 19th. And so what is happening is we are kind of on an expedited appeals process with the Michigan Court of Appeals because we need a decision out of the Court of Appeals prior to that February date. If the Court of Appeals does not reverse course on this, does not say, no, we disagree with a lower court, essentially what could happen is that these two laws, the old versions of them, would go into effect essentially in that mid-February range. The state could give some time to say, well, we understand businesses can't comply overnight and they need to get their ducks in a row. But at this point, they have not told us, like, well, what that would exactly look like, but maybe 30 days, so mid-March. You know, this is potentially coming, and I think a lot of people aren't aware of it and haven't really thought through the consequences here and just the cost implications on jobs in Michigan.
Yeah. A lot to think about there, Wendy. It's, I mean, it's got to be weighing on the people that own restaurants and so forth in the hospitality industry. Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement. We'll have to wait and see on this one, Wendy, and when we do find out, we'll have you right back here on the program. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. The Michigan Chamber Business Brief with Wendy Block. Some of these companies can't take it. And again, this is where the government gets involved with places and it creates more problems than it's worth. All right. Quick break. Now it's the Steve Greer Show, back with sports and Brock. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.